Well, we were selling, we'd make a garden, and we would pick beans, mustard, and turnips, and so forth, and we'd peddle them over the neighborhood. We had a bunch of cows. And, of course, at that time, there wasn't any stock law in the city of Bussburg. And our cows run out there, and we'd milk those cows, and, of course, Mama overseeing it, and churn the milk, and we'd sell the butter and the milk, peddle it over the neighborhood and about over the town, walking and peddling it. And I remember at that time it was typhoid fever got into the water in the city of Bessemer, which they were getting that water nearest I can remember from Hawkins Springs, and the wells all got typhoid fever in them. And they had to start them to put in the water line, which all had to be done by hand. Wasn't anything except just a pick and shovel to do that work back then. And they had to start putting that line in from up what we call Midfield now, up at, what was the name of that spring? Do you remember up there that they got that limestone water from? And anyhow, it was about 8 miles that they had to put that line in, the funny city of Bussburg water, which was going to take them probably 2 years to get it in. And the people had to have drinking water. Well, then our doctor, who was Dr. Spencer at that time, who delivered us into the world, he told George and myself, said, "Well, why don't you boys go out there and find a good spring that you can get water from, bring in the sample to Dr. Winters and myself, and says, let us examine it, and says, if it's test out okay, he says, you can sell drinking water in the city of Bussburg." So we decided we were going to sell drinking water in the city of Bussburg. We go out and get a sample of this water, what we called in at that time, a Thompson Spring, and bring it in, and it tested okay. And they recommended it to the people for drinking water. Well, of course, we had a big old Surrey at that time. Some of you might not know what a Surrey is, but that was a two-seated outfit with fringed, tasseled top around it, and was patent leather, and it was a very expensive way of traveling then, a carriage. In other words, these Surreys were. Well, Papa, we had this one that we had, the old one, he had bought a new one, and a lot of people call him a barouche. Now, that is an olden time name for them, a barouche, but we later on call them Surreys. And four people could very comfortably ride in there, probably with kids more than that. And so this old Surrey, we decided we'd take it down to the blacksmith and have him to build us a spring wagon out of it. We carried it down there and went to him and told him we want him to take his body off of it and put us a wagon body on it, on those springs that would hold 20 demijohns. A demijohn is a 5-gallon glass jug that we were going to get that water in, and which was in a wooden crate, approximately 14 by 14 inches. I imagine at the bottom, 14 inches square. We measured them and saw what it would take for 20 of them. We were going to haul 20 to load. And we told him we wanted to make a wagon out of it, and he said, "Well, now, what about your daddy?" "Well, Papa, it's all right with him. And another thing we want to tell you, I like to call his name in, but I didn't get it. Anyhow, we're going to pay you for this as we're making money. We want you to do it on credit." And he said, "Well," I said, "I'll have to see about that." And I said, "Well, all right." So he said, "I'll let you know tomorrow." So we left it down there and went on home. He goes around and sees Papa, and Papa told him, said, "Whatever those boys want."